good.
State's on fire, man. So, Parmalee. You know, it's funny when you guys first broke, everybody was like, it's Parmalee, Parmalee. And I'm like, because I always said it's Parmalee. And somebody said, no, it's Parmalee. There's two E's at the end of it. I'm like, you're overthinking it. I think it's Parmalee. John Ettinger one time told me, he goes, no, it's just Parmalee.
it is. Actually, they had it right. It's Parmalee, with the emphasis on the Lee. Or like, you know, if you've ever seen the clones, Perkalee.
So then it should be Parmalee. They were right.
Yeah, they were, yeah.
Okay, so it's not Parmalee, it's Parmalee. Almost like a whole nother syllable. But didn't you guys add the last E to it so that people wouldn't just say Parmalee?
Yeah. The actual spelling of the town of Parmalee, North Carolina, is Parmelee. Instead of A, it's got an E in it.
I gotcha.
And only one E at the end.
Yeah.
Nobody would ever pronounce that right, ever. Yeah.
Well, you guys have known all along that you were going to be, country rock stars. Not necessarily country rock stars, but doesn't it go back to, like, the high school days? First of all, Scott's your brother, right?
Yeah, Scott's my brother. Barry's our first cousin. And, we met Josh, and he's our friend from college. When we got to college, we met him. But we played in a band with my dad growing up. He was, like, the local rock star, if you would, mm-hmm. I guess. The guy, he was the musician guy that everybody love to hear sing and play, so we kind of knew there was something there.
Yeah.
Josh grew up with his dad was in a band too. Josh traveled around in one of those VW bug buses with his dad growing up.
Yeah. Well, I remember first time I heard you guys, the first single must have had a good time. I was thinking, man, nothing like writing from the first person. Like, it was autobiographical.
Yeah, man, that was all pretty much based on true events of things that have happened in our lives. And you know, it seemed like after every show back home, the party would end up at our house. Everybody knew where the Parmalee house was. And people would be waiting in line. We'd have to load out our gear. So we'd get home about probably 3 o'clock in the morning, and there'd be a line at our house, people waiting to get in the house.
And then they're like, set your gear back up. It's like, no, we're putting the iPod on just like everyone else. Just
We did have a studio. It would end up in there a lot of times, but it was just bunch of dancing and having fun,
That's funny. Most parties end up in the kitchen when you're at a musician's house. It ends up in the garage or the studio. That's funny.
Yeah.
So you guys have been playing together since you were little. I read a story once that your dad's guitar player got lit or something and didn't show up, and that's how one of you guys got to get up and jam?
Yeah, he did. I had to give it to him. I really learned how to play guitar from this guy. He was such an influence on me, and unfortunately he did have an alcohol addiction, and one night he didn't make it to the show. The pre-party got him, and I would go out there and watch my dad. I would watch him rehearse every Tuesday and Thursday night, and my dad knew that I knew the songs, and he's like, all right, I know you know the songs. He's like, here you go, gave me the guitar, said let's do it. looking back, it's crazy to think that, but that's how I got the gig.
Well, it's kind of how Tom Brady got the gig too. It's how a lot of people get the gig. You're ready to go. The understudy on Broadway or whomever, the reporter then has to fill in for the anchor when the anchor, whatever. Opportunity knocks. I'm a firm believer that opportunity knocks for everybody. Whether or not one is prepared to pounce when it knocks is the difference.
And you know what? That right there is what it drives me to keep pushing, to keep working every day, because you better believe out here in this world we're in that the next biggest thing is right underneath you and ready to go. Whenever you say no, somebody's gonna say yes. I think you gotta always, especially in the music industry, man, it's really that's how it is. So it kind of keeps you on your toes. It keeps you working, and it's just that's kind of the way everything goes,
I tell my niece and nephews and young people that if you like food, work at a restaurant. If you like cars, go work at a car dealership or an auto mechanics place. In other words, don't do something that you're not interested in just to get a paycheck. If you can't find a gig doing what you're interested in, then okay, settle. But first try to work in the industry that you're interested in, because like you and a lot of people, I wanted to be a rock star when I was a kid. You did it. I didn't. Why? Couldn't play a note. I took 3 years of music theory and I sucked. But here I am on the radio playing your stuff. I'm kind of related. I'm kind of in the biz. I still get to do kind of what I like to do.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we started this band in 2001. We didn't sign a record deal until 2010.
Mm.
You know, and we didn't stop. We didn't really. There really wasn't an option. We got in too deep, but we loved it. We didn't make any money at it until, you know, we finally got a record deal, got a single on the radio.
Right.
But we were pretty much doing it for the band, paid for the band, but we all loved it. We knew we wanted to do it. We were just trying to figure out how to do it.
Yeah. You do. Go ahead. I was going to say you do the gotta do's so you can do the wanna do's.
That's right.
Yeah. Parma Lee playing 2 weeks from now, just under 2 weeks, July 13th at Santa Barbara County Fair. Matt's on the line, Scott, Barry, and Josh off doing other things. You know, to that point, Matt, I'm sure like most artists, you bring the people that you love and grew up with along with you. Maybe they aren't musicians, but you need guitar techs and drum techs and roadies and tour managers. Do you guys keep that stuff in the family?
No.
He said definitively.
I will say that because all our friends that tried to help us work back in the day ended up losing their jobs because we'd take them out for the weekend and you know, we didn't have anything to pay them back then and they'd lose their jobs. It's actually we live out in Nashville now. Our family's back home in North Carolina. And out in Nashville, everybody seems to find a way out there. Very professional people. And, you know, that's where all our guys that work for us, they all live there. They're from different places. But, you know, not to say if we didn't have somebody in the family that was really good at one of those jobs you would hire them. And believe me, everybody growing up, all everybody ever said was, I'll drive the bus. And I guarantee if I ask any of those people if they wanted to drive the bus now, their answer would be, I can't do it, man.
Yeah, I got a life. I got a kid. And
No doubt
about it. That's cool. Well, you know, listen, I don't want to stretch the comfort level, but Parmalee, more than any other band, everybody fights through it to make their career and make their success, but you guys literally did it. And I don't want to, you know, take you anywhere where you're uncomfortable, but you know, most people never get to live their dream to be an astronaut or a cop or a rock star or a country singer or a painter or whatever. You not only got to live your dream, but you also did something someone will never ever do. You were in a shootout.
Yeah, me and Scott were. Well, actually, Scott was. I was just in the middle of it. Some guys, this was back in 2010. This was before we even got signed to a record deal. We were doing a little small club and on like a Monday night. And we had our little RV out back. And I guess some guys, they just decided they were going to rob us. So they kind of knocked on the door. I thought it was Josh and Barry. We were trying to load up. We were getting ready to load the gear up. Basically, two guys in bandanas busting the RV. One of them's puts a gun in my head, demanding for cash money. And Scott's a concealed carrier, so he was in the back of the RV, and he came out, and the guys pretty much fired on him, you know, demanding cash. And then they had to shoot out right on the RV. And Scott was hit three times. Luckily, he took care of both the assailants. One of them's in prison now for serving his sentence, and the other one's gone. But Scott was shot three times and pretty much hit his femoral artery. He had a 5% chance of living. They had to airlift him to the hospital, bled out twice, 10 days in a coma, 40 days in the hospital. Pretty much a miracle that he even made it. And that was all, you know, on a Monday night in a little small club. He pulled through somehow. Our fans came together for us, our families, everybody that my dad's friends, and everybody who knew us kind of helped along and put up a little money for us so we could pay the bills and recoup Scott. And we were doing twice a day physical therapy. I became pretty much a nurse, me and I get the guys did. And we got him back. And I think 4 months later, it was in September 2010, and February 2011, we went and did a showcase for Broken Bow, Stony Creek Records, the label we're on now, and the owner. That's when we pretty much solidified a record deal. But Scott was hobbling in; he had a brace on his foot, and it was a tough thing to go through. But I think it made us more determined than ever. You know?
Yeah. Well, and faith brought you through it because you weren't meant to be. He wasn't meant to be taken. Neither were you. That's why you were. It wasn't luck that he had a license to carry. It was fate. It was destiny. And you guys are meant to be doing what you're doing.
I have to agree with you on that. You got to find for all the odds that we shouldn't be here. we're here, and that's why I think I gotta believe that we appreciate this more than anybody out here.
No doubt. No doubt. And, you know, no disrespect to the guitar player that didn't make the show that night, but that also was part of the path to you being where you were.
Yeah, man, it has to be. You know, it's crazy if you look back on everything. Sometimes I can't. If I think about it too much, it blows my mind to think about all the years we did this and did that and, you know, this happened and this happened. And here we are. So, like I said, man, we're very thankful to be here, and that's why we're happy to be able to travel the country to go see people like you and your side of the country to go. And we're here in Wisconsin tonight. It's crazy.
Matt's on the line from Parma Lee, of course, July 13th at Santa Barbara County Fair. We'll have your backstage meet and greets to see the guys. First three songs off the debut record, top 10 hits. Any pressure on Roots?
yeah. we put out Roots because it hit us really hard, and we're like, you know what, man? We just want people to hear this song, and we love the song, and we're pushing it up now, so we're just out here fighting the fight like everybody does, and hoping it just keeps on climbing.
Yeah.
But you know that song is I feel like if it hits people like it hit us, then that's goal achieved right there.
Right. You know, I can't even write my name, let alone a song, or I have a hard time writing I love you at the bottom of a Hallmark card because I feel like the Hallmark people said it so well. What am I going to add to that? But the point I'm making is songwriters like you guys, you don't sit down trying to write a hit. If you do, that's a formula for failure, I think. If you sit down to write what's going on in your world, what's in your soul.
Yeah, I mean, you always want a hit. I mean, that's the thing. You want to be able to write a hit, but trust me, we're writing every single day, and we're in rooms with songwriters every day, and it's just like a doctor's appointment, pretty much. Like you're gonna meet these three people at 11 o'clock. They're gonna write a song every day. It's your home, and you never know. The thing is, you never know what you're gonna get. If you're not fishing, you're not gonna catch a fish, much less the big fish.
Damn right.
So it's kind of like you go in there and you hope you have a great idea, and you hopefully you can make something out of it. You never know what's gonna happen. There's definitely formulas to writing, you know, radio songs and that kind of thing. But there's also the factor that, you know, you never know if you're in a room with somebody that you've never written with before, what's going to happen at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And it's great. It's an awesome job to have. Very interesting to see how it pans out, who's got what idea, how it comes about.
Yeah. We're speaking with Matt from Parma Lee, July 13th, Santa Barbara County Fair. Before you go, I've had this idea for a while, and I really want to patent it or get in touch with the Prevost people or whatever. There ought to be, for all the buttons your bus driver has on the dashboard, there ought to be one called red and labeled REC, because I know that inevitably at some point during the night, an impromptu jam session breaks out in the back of the bus, and that shit should be captured, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, we have a studio nowadays, you know, Pro Tools, and we had the whole setup in the back lounge. And matter of fact, last week we needed we're recording some vocals, which actually may make the record back in the back lounge. And we needed some gang vocals. So we had 10, like all our crew guys in there, and we were like doing these big chant vocals that were had a microphone holding it in the middle of the room, stuff like that. Yeah, that happens all the time.
Yeah. Well, that's cool because you never know what you're going to end up using, right? You'd rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
And that's the golden rule right there.
That's right.
That's my rule for packing clothes. When I if I'm going for 2 days, I have the same bag as if I'm going for a month.
Yeah, because songs like what was that song? Barbara Ann from the Beach Boys wasn't on the list to be recorded. They weren't, you know, they were just goofing around in the studio. Jan and Dean were down the hallway, and one of them started with the ba 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 ba. And if you listen to the recording now, it makes sense because you're like, yeah, it doesn't sound like it was a polished, produced track. It was just somebody in the control room had the forethought to hit record.
That is awesome. Yeah. I'll go listen now. I haven't heard that. I'll dig deep when I put my headphones in and check it out.
I think you'll notice what I'm talking about. And as a player yourself, you get that it's like, now with digital, I mean, back in the day when you had to roll tape, it was expensive. But now they got these, you know, million terabyte hard drives. I'd tell them, as soon as I walk in, I'd be like, hey, dude, hit record on a master tape. I want everything we do on, and then do the session. Like, I want it all.
Yeah.
I'm greedy like that. Well, listen, man, I can't tell you how stoked we are to have you July 13th at the fair. It's going to be great. Before you run, you guys are all the young, don't take this the wrong way, it's only a compliment, the young pretty boys of country music. All the girls are going crazy. I got girls offering to Simonize my car and pick up my dry cleaning just to meet you guys. Does that affect your merch at all? Do you put, like, sexy thongs at the merch stand? Because you should if you don't.
We do some, excuse me, we do have some now. We just got some panties in, some Farmer Lee panties.
The double P. I'm gonna buy a couple pair at the show and have you guys sign them. We'll do a Farmer Lee panty promotion.
That sounds great. Look it up.
That'd be fun. Hey, Matt, best to you, man. Love to Scott, hey. Barry, and Josh. We'll see you in a couple weeks. Make sure you travel safely. We need you here on July 13th.
Hey, thank you so much, man. Great interview. Thank you so much.
Here's the new one from Parma Lee. It's Roots on Sunny Country 102.5. Thanks, brother.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.